Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem of Avram Goldhar, and today Mesecha Sukkah, Daf Mem, the third parak, Luv HaGazel. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara notes that the reason a luv may be purchased from an amaretz during Shemitah is because it's a product of the sixth year that entered the seventh, which implies Hadishviz Kadush, that a luv that is a product of the seventh year has Kedusha Shviz. Now, why should this be so? Eitzim ba'amahu, ve'eitzim ein behem shum kedusha shviz. A luv is mere wood, not produce, and wood has no kedusha shviz. The Gemara answers, the pasuk states that the produce of the land during shviz is lachem lachla, for you to eat. Now, for you implies any need, whereas to eat seems to restrict its use to food. Therefore, it must be understood to mean lachem dumyat de lachla. The larger uses permitted by lachem must be similar to those of the phrase lachla. This teaches the only uses permitted are Misha Hanasu Ubiru Shava, those whose benefit coincides with the consumption of the produce. Rashi brings the examples of anointing, drinking, and burning oil in a lamp, where the oil or drink are being consumed as they provide benefit. Only such items have Kedusha Shviz. This would exclude wood from Kedusha Shviz, whose benefit comes after its consumption, meaning when it's already reduced to coals. A luv's typical use as a broom has its benefit and consumption, meaning it gets worn down, at the same time, making it subject to Kedusha Shviz. Point number two is taught on Daf Lamed Tes that Kedusha Shviz can attach onto money that was given in payment for Shemitah produce. Belazar said, Ein Shviz mischalelas el derech mekach. Shemitah produce cannot be mischalelas, meaning impart its Kedusha to money or produce exchanged for it, except by way of purchase. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ben derech mekach, ben derech chilul. It can be imparted both by way of purchase and by way of chilul. Rashi explains that one would say this produce should be mechulalin onto these monies. Belazar's reason is that the pasuk states b'shnasa yovel hazos in this yovel year, and next with the pasuk states v'kisim mechuru mimkar when you shall make a sell. This teaches that kedusha shviz can only be imparted through purchase. Rabbi Yochanan's reason is that the pasuk states ki yovel hi kodesh, for it is yovel, it shall be holy. The use of the term kodesh in connection with yovel and shemitah teaches that just as a kodesh item can be deconsecrated both by way of purchase and by way of chilul, av shviz ben b'derech mekach memkar ben b'derech chilul. So too, shemitah produce can impart its kedusha via purchase or chilul. And pointing between the grass, what then does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk kisim chru mimkar, when you shall make a sale? And answers that he needs it for the source of the teaching of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. For Braisa taught Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, Bo re kama kasha avakushal shviz. Come and see how harsh is the dust of the prohibition of shviz. For if a man does business with the produce of the Shemitah year, hoping to profit thereby, in the end, poverty will force him to sell his metaltum mekelim. As it stated, Bishnasi yovel azos teishu ish aluchuzaso, in this yovel year, you shall return each to his ancestral heritage. And next to this, the Torah states, Bekisim chru mimkar amisecho, when you shall make a sale to your fellow or make a purchase from the hand of your fellow. The words the hand implied the pasuk speaks of selling metaltelin, and the juxtaposition of this to the preceding pasuk teaches that one will be compressed to sell these objects because of his failure to observe the halachos of Shemitah. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara notes that the reason a luv may be purchased from an amaretz during Shemitah is because it is a product of the sixth year that entered the seventh, which implies Hadishviz Kadush, that a luv that is a product of the seventh year has Kedusha Shviz. Now, why should this be so? Eitzim ba'amahu, ve'eitzim ein behem mishum kedusha shviz. A luv is mere wood, not produce, and wood has no kedusha shviz. The Gemara answers that the pasuk states the produce of the land during shviz is lachem lachla, for you to eat. Now, for you implies for any need, whereas to eat seems to restrict its use to food. Therefore, it must be understood to mean lachem dumyat de lachla. The larger uses permitted by lachem must be similar to those of the phrase lachla. This teaches the only uses permitted are Misha Hanaso Ubiro Shava, those whose benefit coincides with the consumption of the produce. Rashi brings the examples of anointing, drinking, and burning oil in a lamp, where the oil or drink are being consumed as they provide benefit. Only such items have Kedusha Shviz. This would exclude wood from Kedusha Shviz, whose benefit comes after its consumption, meaning when it's already reduced to coals. A luv's typical use as a broom has its benefit and consumption, meaning it gets worn down, at the same time, making it subject to Kedusha Shviz. Point number two is taught on Daf Lamed Tes that Kedusha Shviz can attach onto money that was given in payment for Shemitah produce. Belazar said, Ein Shviz mischaleles el derech mekach. Shemitah produce cannot be mischaleles, meaning imparts Kedusha to money or produce exchanged for it, except by way of purchase. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ben derech mekach, ben derech chilul. it can be imparted both by way of purchase and by way of chilul. Rashi explains that one would say this produce should be mechulalin onto these monies. Belazar's reason is that the pasuk states, "B'shnasa yovel hazos," in this yovel year, and next with the pasuk states, "Kisim chru mimkar," when you shall make a sale. This teaches that kedusha shviz can only be imparted through a purchase. Yochanan's reason is the pasuk states, "Ki yovel hi kodesh," for it is yovel, it shall be holy. The use of the term kodesh in connection with yovel and shemitah teaches that just as a kodesh item can be deconsecrated both by way of purchase and by way of chilul. Av shvis ben bederach mekoch memkar ben bederach chilul. So too shemitah products can impart its kedusha via purchase or chilul. And pointing through the Gemara asks, what then does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk v'kisim chru mimkar, when you shall make a sale? And answers that he needs it for the source of the teaching of Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. For a braisa taught, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina said, Bo re kama kasha avaka shal shviz. Come and see how harsh is the dust of the prohibition of shviz. For if a man does business with the produce of the Shemitah year, hoping to profit thereby, in the end, poverty will force him to sell his metaltalim v'kelim. As it stated, B'shnasi yovel hazos teshu ish el chuzaso. In this yovel year, you shall return each to his ancestral heritage. And next to this, the Torah states, Kisim chru mimkar amisecha, when you shall make a sale to your fellow or make a purchase from the hand of your fellow. The words, the hand, imply the pasuk speaks of selling metaltalim, and the juxtaposition of this to the preceding pasuk teaches that one will become pressed to sell these objects because of his failure to observe the halachos of Shemitah. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Mem, and our standard simmon relates to Mayim, and we use a pool, a swimming pool. So here goes. The lifeguard who used a lula broom with Kedusha Shviz to sweep around the pool deck found monies with Kedusha Shviz right next to a poor Shemitah violator who was trying to sell his metaltalin to some of the pool guests. Once again, in slow motion. The lifeguard who used a lula broom with Kedusha Shviz to sweep around the pool deck. Pool? That must be on Daf Mem. The lifeguard who used a lula broom with Kedusha Shviz to sweep around the pool deck, which reminds us, the Gemara notes that the reason a lula may be purchased from an Amar'ez during Shemitah is because it's a product of the sixth year that entered the seventh, which implies, had the Shviz, Kadosh, that a lula that is a product of the seventh year has Kedusha Shviz. Why should this be so? A lula is mere wood, not produce, and wood has no Kedusha Shviz. The Gemara answers that the pasuk states the produce of the land during Shviz is lechem la'achla, for you to eat, lechem dumya de la'achla. The larger uses permitted by lechem must be similar to those of the phrase l'achla. This teaches that the uses are permitted are only misha hanaso ubiiro shava, those whose benefit coincides with the consumption of the produce. This would exclude wood from kedusha shviz, whose benefit comes after its consumption, meaning when it's already reduced to coals. A lulav's typical use as a broom has its benefit and consumption, meaning it gets worn down, at the same time making it subject to kedusha shviz. So the lifeguard who used a lula broom with Kedusha Shviz to sweep around the pool deck found monies with Kedusha Shviz, which reminds us we have a machos regarding Kedusha Shviz attaching onto money. Rabbi Elazar said, Ein Shviz mischalelis el aderech mekach. Shemitah produce cannot be mischalelis, meaning impart its Kedusha to money or produce exchange for it, except by way of purchase. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ben derech mekach, ben derech chilul. It can be imparted both by way of purchase and by way of chilul. Rashi explains that one would say this produce should be mechulalin onto these monies. The Gemara brings the respective psukim that support each position. So the lifeguard who used a lula broom with Kedusha Shviz to sweep around the pool deck found monies with Kedusha Shviz right next to a poor Shemitah violator who was trying to sell his metaltalin to some of the pool guests. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what then does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk v'kisim chru mimkar, when you shall make a sale, and answers that he needs it for the source of the teaching of Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. For Rabbi Isa taught, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina said, Bo re kama kasha avaka shal shviz. Come and see how harsh is the dust of the prohibition of shviz. For a man does business with the produce of the Shemitah year, hoping to profit thereby, in the end, poverty will force him to sell his metaltalin v'kelim. So once again, the lifeguard who used a lula broom with Kedusha Shviz to sweep around the pool deck found monies with Kedusha Shviz right next to a poor Shemitah violator who was trying to sell his metaltalin to some of the pool guests. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazora. Daf Lamed Vav. So the simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lula. So here goes. The embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim. 36 lulavim? That must be on Daf Lamed Vav. 36. The embarrassed merchant has sold 36 lulavim with what turned out to be trefas rogim, which reminds us, Rava inquired, Nolda be'esrog simani trefa mahu, what is the halacha of the signs of a trefa appeared in an esrog? If its flesh is dissolved, but the inner pockets containing the seeds are intact. Perhaps in the case of a lung, where the bronchial tubes are still intact, since the external atmosphere doesn't impact on it, for the lung is enclosed within the body, that even though the flesh has dissolved, hadar barya, it can regenerate, and that's why the animal is not a trefa. But here in the case of the esrog, the external atmosphere does impact on it, and it inevitably rots once the flesh has dissolved, and since it doesn't regenerate, the esrog is pasul. Or perhaps there is no difference between the lung and the esrog. The Gemara's attempt to resolve the question is not successful. So the embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim with what turned out to be trefes rogim replaced them with this rogim that looked like water wheels, which reminds us there was stated in a brisa, gadu betfus v'asuk mimbriya recheres pasul. If one grew the esrog in a mold and it formed like another species, it's pasul. Rava said that they taught this only when one formed an esrog like another species. But if one shaped like its own form, it's kosher. The Gemara asks, that's obvious, the Brisa stipulate like another species, and answers that Rava's statement was necessary concerning a case where the esrog was fashioned with many planks, which refers to a mold that caused the esrog to grow in the shape of a water wheel, with numerous broad spokes emerging from its central core. Rava teaches that this is considered a normal form of esrog. So the embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim with what turned out to be trefes rogim, replaced him with esrogim that looked like water wheels, and gave each person a free egged, from one of the dal meaning. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Rav Yehuda holds, Ein ogdin es luv el b'mino. We may not bind the luv bundle except with its own kind. Whereas Rav Meir holds, Afil b'chut m'mashicha. We may bind it even with one thread. Rava says Rav Yehuda's reasoning is that he holds luv sarich eged, that the luv requires bundling with the other species as part of the mitzvah. Rashi explains that since the eged is required, whatever is joined in the bundle, even as a wrapping, is considered an inherent part of the mitzvah. Therefore, if one uses a fifth material, he will violate a bal tosif, the prohibition of adding to a mitzvah. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The laser tag champ. Laser tag champ. That must be our Daf Lamed Zayin. The laser tag champ hiding out in the sukkah with the dalad meaning schach, which reminds us of Malchus Ramir and the Rebuta whether the schach can be made of anything that grows from the ground and is not makabel tuma, or it must come from the dalad meaning. Rebuta brings the kavah chomer for the mitzvah of luv. If the luv, which only applies by day, comes to the dalad meaning, kavah chomer to the sukkah, which applies in the day and the night, that it should come for the dalad meaning. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, called din shatadan tchilasu lahachmer v'sof lahakel enodin. Any kal v'chomer that you advance with the intent to be more machmer, but whose end results in a kula, is not an admissible kal v'chomer. For according to you, if one cannot find schach in the dal meaning, he will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah. And the pasuk says, "Pasukas teshu shivas yamim zukish yishol dwell for 7 days." So the laser tag champ, hiding out in the sukkah with the dal meaning schach, zapped his rival as he was sniffing a hadas. Which reminds the Gemara cites a number of Rabba's rulings, Hadas shal mitzvah asul ariechbo, esrog shal mitzvah mutul ariechbo. Concerning the hadas that's designated for the mitzvah, it's forbidden to smell it in sukkahs, but concerning the esrog designated for the mitzvah, one is permitted to smell it in sukkahs. So what's the reason? With respect to hadas, which normally stands to be used for smelling, when one sets it aside for the mitzvah, he sets it aside from the use of smelling. And Rashi explains that the prohibition is derived through the analogy of the sukkah. The chal shem shemai malatze sukkah, the wood, is consecrated for the mitzvah of sukkah and may not be used for other purposes. But with respect to the esrog, which normally stands to be used for eating, when one sets it aside for the mitzvah, he set it aside from the use of eating, but he didn't set it aside from the use of smelling. So the laser tag champ, hiding out in the sukkah with the dalad meaning schach, zapped his rival as he was sniffing a hadas and kept the enemy team at bay by waving his laser gun back and forth. Which reminds us, Gemara explains the symbolism of the waving the luv back and forth and up and down. Daf Lamed Ches, so the simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a Deber Lach, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. When the host interrupted his chicken soup meal, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Ches, a Deber Lach. When the host interrupted his chicken soup meal, when he saw that his lulav had arrived, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a contradiction and states in the Mishnah that one takes the lulav at the table, l'meimah d'mafsik, which is to say that he must interrupt his meal in order to fulfill the mitzvah. But it states in the Mishnah in Shabbos that if one began his meal before davening mincha, he's not required to interrupt his meal, but can finish and daven afterwards. Rav Safra said there's no stira. The Mishnah in Shabbos refers to where there's enough time in the day to finish the meal and daven, whereas our Mishnah is dealing with when there's not enough time to finish and take the lulav. So when the host interrupted his chicken soup meal, when he saw that his lulav had arrived, he began reciting halal with halukah, upon which his guests responded in kind. Which reminds the Gemara brings Rav, who said major halachas can be deduced from the current custom for the recitation of Hallel. Rashi explains that the custom in Rav's time changed considerably from when Hallel was instituted by the Nevi'im, as people became more proficient in reciting Hallel together with the Baal Tefillah, and the custom was to do it in unison, except in certain places. The first halacha of six that Rav mentioned was that the Baal Tefillah would recite the first word, Haluka, and the people would respond, Haluka. Bikancha, mitzvah lanos Haluka. From here, it can be inferred that it's a mitzvah to respond, Haluka, at the beginning of Hallel. So, when the host interrupted his chicken soup meal, when he saw that his lulav had arrived, he began reciting Hallel with Haluka, upon which his guests responded in kind, except for the man who was busy enjoying his matzah ball, who merely listened as his form of response. Which reminds us that the source for Shomei Ko'onah comes from the pasuk that states that Yoshiyahu read from the Sefer, when in fact he listened to Shafan read it. We see from here that Shomei Ko'onah. Daf Lamites, so the Simmer Daf Lamites is a letter, so here goes. When the letter, that must mean we're on Daf Lamites. When the letter with the instructions to recite a bracha at the beginning of Hallel arrived, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Av stated, where the minhag with Hallel is levarach, yavarach, to recite a bracha, one recites a bracha. Bai said, they taught that the manner of making a bracha is a minhag only with regard to the one recited after Hallel. But with regard to the bracha recited before Hallel, there's an actual chiyuv to recite the bracha. For Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvahs kulan mevarach alehen ober l'siyasan. Regarding all of the mitzvahs, one recites the bracha for them immediately before the performance. The Gemara asks, which pasuk indicates the word over has the meaning of before, and brings three sources. So when the letter with the instructions to recite a bracha at the beginning of Hallel arrived, along with the Shemitah lulav package that came with an esrog as a present, which reminds the next Mishnah states that if one purchases a lulav during Shemitah from an Amar Arz, he must give him the esrog as a gift because he's not permitted to purchase it from it during Shemitah. If the Amar Arz does not want to give him the esrog as a gift, Rav Huna said, Mavli le demei esrog b'lulav. He includes the cost of the esrog in the price of the lulav. Rashi explains they should raise the price of the lulav to the point where he can give the esrog as a gift. So when the letter with the instructions to recite a bracha at the beginning of Hallel arrived, along with the Shemitah lulav package that came with an esrog as a present, the man made sure to pay the Amar Arz only enough to purchase three meals, which reminds us. The Gemara questions why the Mishnah forbids one to purchase an esrog outright and answers, Lefi she'ein mosrim to be peres shvi'is l'amar arz, because one is not permitted to give an amar arz money from the sale of Shemitah produce because he may use the money in a forbidden manner. Rashi explains that the Torah states that shvi'is produce is la'achla v'lo l'schora, for you to eat and not to do commerce. This does not prohibit the produce from being sold. Rather, it teaches that the money, like the produce for which it was received, must be consumed, meaning spent on food or similar items during Shemitah. An Amar Arz is suspect of saving his money past this time. If one purchases produce from him, then he'll be leading to sin. For Rastan and Brisa, one is not permitted to give an Amar Arz money from the sale of Shemitah produce above the cost of purchasing three meals. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.